Welcome to the Ziegler Inspire Podcast.
Ziegler Inspire Podcast.
Welcome to Zig Ziegler's Inspire Podcast. This is your host, Blake Lindsay. Today, Zig is talking to those of you who have to travel for business. He has some interesting tips to help us make that time productive. Let's listen to Zig, and I'll be back to recap.
I'm a foodie, and I enjoy learning about the process that brings great foods and beverages from idea to the table. And then I like tasting them and learning the nuances of what creates the most significant tastes, from coffee to cheese to distilled beverages. I did a tequila tasting in Mexico, and recently bourbon, Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon, really impressed me from the story to the taste. I grew up in Kentucky, where horse racing and bourbon are famous, and I got introduced to Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It's produced by Heaven Hill Distillery, which has been and still remains family-owned since 1935, and I'm impressed with the bourbon's ultra-rich, smooth taste, and right on the bottle, it states that this bourbon is 7 years old, which is actually three times longer than what's required to be certified as bottled in bond. I feel with beverages, the longer the prep, the better the taste. Being a bottled in bond product means it must pass a list of seven requirements that set the standard for this quality bourbon. So look for it at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely and drink wisely.
The glamour of the road, a myth of the selling profession. The concept of travel has been idealized since the invention of the wheel. Many want to know what's over the horizon and are willing to spend enormous amounts of time and money to find out. If we had the opportunity to view most people's wish list, travel would hold a special place of priority. However, like many parts of life, travel must be viewed from two different perspectives, and the proper perspective can make a big difference, as shown by this little story. The couple had not received a letter from their daughter for several weeks, so they were delighted when they saw the letter, which they had long awaited. As they read, however, their delight turned to dismay. "Dear Mom and Dad, I apologize for the lengthy gap since our last correspondence. I want to say in the beginning that things are okay. I am recovering from the accident beautifully. There was a fire in the dorm, and in climbing from my second-story window, I slipped and fell and suffered a concussion. Fortunately, a young man in the neighborhood was passing by and saw my difficulties, so he took me to his home and has cared for me in a loving way. The doctors say I suffered no permanent damage. My benefactor turned out to be one of the most kind and loving people I have ever known. He's from a marvelous family, and you'll be delighted to know we plan to be married in the very near future. You've always wanted grandchildren, so you'll be pleased to know that in a matter of months, the arrival will be announced. The sonogram reveals it's going to be a little boy, and everything is coming along as expected. I'll keep you posted as time moves along. Your loving daughter, Sally. P.S. There really wasn't a fire in the dorm. I did not suffer a concussion. I am not living with a young man, and there's not going to be a grandchild. But I did make two F's and a D on my last report card, and I wanted you to see them in the proper perspective. Today's selling professional realizes that the glamour of travel wears off, if not out, after a very few trips. And what remains is plain, old-fashioned, hard work. But I don't want to paint an entirely negative picture for the traveling sales professional. With the proper perspective, we can take this potentially negative situation and turn it into a positive winner. As a matter of fact, let's look at some of the positive aspects of traveling. First, there's variety. The new salespeople and the veterans we interviewed for Ziegler on Selling reported that one of the things they love best about the selling profession is the variety of experiences. No 2 days are the same. Every day is a new challenge with something new to learn. Definitely not boring. Second, competitive edge. The sales professional who learns to travel successfully on a regular basis represents the company properly and keep his and her family life well-balanced has a competitive edge in the job market. This competitive edge allows your company to pay you more, or the competition will. Since you are often the only person from the company the prospect or client meets, you are the company. Third, travel time. Travel time in the car or plane can allow you great quantities of listening and reading time that you just cannot get in an office setting. Traveling salespeople have written me to say they have earned undergraduate degrees, advanced degrees, learned financial planning skills, foreign languages, vocabulary skills, and just about every conceivable concept. Fourth, physical fitness. Too many of our friends in selling use the road as an excuse for poor physical fitness instead of a reason for success in this vitally important area. For years, I have scheduled time to jog prior to my speaking engagements. Not only does this invigorate me and stimulate my thinking, but it allows me time to focus on the presentation and the people who will be attending. In addition, my system is infused with endorphins, the body's natural chemical that increases energy and creativity while relieving pain and anxiety. Frankly, your exercise schedule on the road is less likely to be interrupted by distractions than when at home. The problem is, most people don't schedule exercise on the road. Five, solitude. The great performers in sales, as well as other successful people in all areas of life, have long touted the virtues of solitude. Travel affords us the opportunity to control our quiet time and spend time in solitude and contemplation. 15 minutes of solitude taken twice a day can help you deal with issues and people in a manner which will surprise even you. Solitude leads to peace of mind, which leads to an improved quality of sleep, and with the proper rest, sales will soar. Communication. With the family, communication is particularly important. When I'm on the road, I phone home every night. The key is this. For 15 minutes or more every night that I'm on the road, I give my family my undivided attention. Distractions are completely eliminated. As a professional word merchant and picture painter, don't let your skills go unused on those you most love. Sell them on you and your love for them. There are dangers we must face in traveling. Easily the most challenging portion of the day for the traveling man or woman is the evening when the necessary facets of your activities have been handled and you are confronted with a series of choices as to how you're going to invest your time in the evening. Many hotels and motels feature happy hour, and an ever-increasing number of them make free drinks a part of the price of the room. Here's where many marriages are destroyed and careers are seriously hampered and, in many cases, destroyed. I'm going to strongly suggest that you make a decision in advance so you will handle this particular challenge in the proper way. If you're married, you obviously have a strong moral involvement you will want to uphold. To go into a bar with singles and drink is pushing the limits of temptations to a degree that many men and women simply cannot handle. This is where discipline, commitment, and responsibility do battle with imagination and emotion. The only way to win the battle is to have decided well in advance exactly what you're going to do with your evening. In this enlightened society, where anything goes seems to be a way of life, there are many who smile and wink at infidelity with the age-old everybody-does-it attitude, as if that makes it a proper approach to life. In the first place, everybody doesn't push temptation to the point of falling victim to imagination and emotion. There are many travelers who show courage and determination by planning ahead. They can tell you exactly how they will be spending their time on the road. And since everything is so carefully planned, there just isn't time for putting themselves in a situation they might look back upon with regret. In the second place, the price for stupidity is enormous. Yes, I know that sounds harsh, but when you consider the impact on the family and career for poor judgment when traveling, indiscretion is stupid. So the question is, how do you spend those evenings? The answer is reasonably simple. There are a number of extremely productive things you can do. First and foremost, you take care of your own physical needs. That might mean simply a nice quiet dinner, a brisk walk, jog, or workout afterwards, and the rest of the evening is free for continuing the courtship process with your mate back home. A telephone call is always in order, and certainly your mate would be delighted to receive a nice chatty letter about what your activities for the day have been. This focuses your mind on the person that you love, the commitment you've made, and will help the time pass far more quickly. The second thing you can do is handle all of the necessary paperwork from your sales activities of the day, so that when you arrive home for the weekend, you will have no responsibilities job-wise and will be able to commit your time, energy, and attention to your family. Third, there's the area of personal growth. Namely, you can read good books or magazines, listen to cassette recordings, or perhaps if an associate of the same sex is in town, you can visit and, in essence, conduct a training session, brainstorming session, or sales session with each other so that you're better prepared for tomorrow. Next, you can get to bed early for a good night's sleep, which is excellent preparation for the activities of the day to come. It is a fact that what you do off the job determines how far you go on the job. The physical, mental, and spiritual preparation before you see your prospects has a direct bearing on your effectiveness when you make that call. You will find it enormously helpful to understand that there is a considerable difference between pleasure and happiness. Pleasure is very temporary, whereas happiness is of long duration. By following the procedures I'm suggesting, you will be ensuring the stability of your marriage, the happiness of your home, and the progression of your career. When you do arrive home for the weekend, not only will your family be elated to see you, but the loneliness of the week on the road will simply bring into clear focus your delight and happiness at being with your mate. You'll feel much better about yourself after having had a productive week on the road. You'll be able to look your children and your mate in the eye, and you'll be prepared to give your undivided time, energy, and attention to the ones you love. The benefits are enormous. With a proper perspective, we can make our business traveling a true pleasure. So much of the way we feel depends on the way we view our circumstances. By being aware of the positive aspects of traveling, as well as the potential dangers we face, we can plan, prepare, and expect to win in our travels.
Taking advantage of travel time. I like it. I was also struck by the idea of writing a family member a letter. With all of our instant communication these days, very few people write letters anymore. Think of how unexpected that would be to receive a nice note from you in the mail. Think about what you can do on the road to make your relationships back home stronger and to use your time to utmost efficiency. This is Blake Lindsay encouraging you to live your life to the fullest.
Ziglar. Inspiring true performance.